Welcome to the Hypnotic Beast Podcast. I'm Hypnobeast, a creative guide and hypnotherapist with over a decade of experience helping people relax, transform, and tap into their inner selves. This is a cozy space for guided journeys, imaginative transformation, and maybe a little magic along the way. Now, we're going to allow you to hypnotically imagine turning into a massive werewolf. A few words of caution before we begin. Please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of imagination and relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating heavy machinery. When you are ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a bed, couch, or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger. You become more open and receptive to positive, good suggestions, and your skills of relaxation, make-believe, and trust increase as well. Halloween is quickly approaching, and you are without a costume. You think about it, and decide to visit the costume shop downtown. You've heard many good things about this particular shop, like how its costumes can bring out the real you. You get off the bus and look through the storefronts as you pass them by on your way to the costume shop. Downtown is bustling, and there are always many interesting shops to look at. But you are focused on your goal, an excellent costume for Halloween. You approach the costume shop and look inside the windows. The mannequins on display feature an Easter bunny, a Santa outfit, a caveman, and a toga for parties. When you enter the shop, the door triggers a bell, and a few steps inwards, you're greeted by racks and racks of costumes. There are costumes hanging on the wall, and masks of all types and sizes. Spooky slasher masks, funny clown masks, serene goddess masks, Venetian masks, and even fursuit heads. There is no one standing at the counter currently, and the store seems empty, so you decide to look around. There are many, many costumes. You wander deeper into the store. The racks are like giant bookcases that go from floor to ceiling. You go deeper into the store and find a staircase leading to a basement. Along the walls of the twisting staircase are the softest furs you can imagine. In a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. With each number I count, imagine yourself going deeper into trance. Feel your body drift down, starting with the count of 10. You can feel your knuckles brush against the fur hanging on the wall as you hold on to the railing. 9. You take another step down. Feel your body drop down. Just one more step. 8. The room has a soothing scent, like a linen closet filled with the softest fabric. 7. Take another step down. With each step you take, allow yourself to feel a downward motion. 6. You are somewhat overwhelmed with the costume choices. Part of you wishes someone could just pick one out for you. Decide what you are. 5. You drop a little bit deeper into trance. The downward motion of your body feels like laying down to rest. 4. Turning the corner, you see a vast pile of costumes for people to sort through. It's slightly surprising, since all the costumes up until now were neatly hung up. 3. Drifting down now, thinking of nothing but relaxation. 2. The pile of fabric looms before you. You can see soft fur. 1. The last step is missing. You stumble forward and fall into the pile, becoming covered in fur and soft fabric. 0. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. As you lay there in the pile of furs, you can feel soft comfort wash over you. Somehow you've lost your shoes, and your feet become covered in soft fur. You try to wiggle your toes, but you can feel the soft fabric wrap around you, filling your feet with soothing warmth. That comfort spreads to your legs, as each of your legs become wrapped in soothing comfort. It feels as though you've slipped on fur-lined knee-high socks. The comfort continues to spread to your waist, feeling your rump become soft and warm, as if you were sitting on a throne covered in soft furs. The soothing warmth wraps around your belly and lower back, then upwards to your chest and shoulders. There's nothing to do but relax and give in to the process. You can feel yourself grow bigger and stronger, deep within your cocoon of fabric and fur. The fabric squeezes you like a hug, and when it relaxes, your body grows into the released space. You may feel as though your costume was picking you. The soft fur wraps around your arms. Perhaps this fur is tied around your body, restricting, or perhaps you feel even more loose and free than ever before. The warmth runs up your neck, over the top of your head, and washes over your face. You notice a mirror on the wall that you didn't catch before. You are covered head to toe in a wolf costume. Soft fur covers your body. Perhaps it is colorful, or perhaps it's a natural color. You may notice a torn flannel shirt and torn denim jeans that complete the outfit. Or perhaps you are wearing your old clothes, torn or not. You climb out of the pile of furs and onto your foot paws. You turn around and look at yourself in the mirror. You've grown considerably. I've gained new strength and bulk. You have a big swishy tail and padded claw hands with sharp fingernails. Your face is that of a wolf. You have a muzzle with a wet nose, tall pointed ears, and a maw full of teeth. You flex your muscles and let out a massive howl. You're excited to show off your new self. You gather your things, rush upstairs as your paw feet tap on the linoleum, and head to the register. It is almost comical as this little old lady that wasn't there before appears and takes your money as you loom over her as a massive werewolf. The transaction completes, and you run outside, howling in the night. Just imagine the reactions from your friends, family, and co-workers as they see the massive beast you've become. Take a few moments now for deeper hypnosis to recall the experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Afterwards, I will help you come out of trance. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. In a few moments, I'm going to count up from 0 to 5 and bring you up and out of trance, but locking in the power of the suggestions made. 0, deep sleep, taking a moment to lock in the good, powerful suggestions, remembering how to nurture your inner strength. 1, allow yourself to gently rise from trance, keeping that healing radiance within you. 2, feeling your human form return and seeing yourself returning to normal. 3, becoming aware of your human body, feeling refreshed and restored. 4, taking a few deep breaths, sensing the world around you return. And 5 is wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this journey or found it helpful. Please visit us at hypnobeast.com, follow the podcast, or book a personalized one-on-one session. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Goodbye for now, my friend.